consider yourself a home dreamer? One who watches the renovation programs on television? Are you just waiting for the right time to build or renovate your dream home? Welcome to Winning the Dream Home Race with Steve Clipp Architect. Steve has spent 3 decades learning how to win at the dream home game. He has insights into the psychology of space that could strengthen your marriage and soothe your soul. He has an understanding of market forces and the methodologies of construction that could save you thousands of dollars, and he could make you a winner. Now, here's Steve Clipp.
Hi, people. Welcome back. Okay, tonight's show is called Do It Yourself. And I was going to start with, well, do it yourself, because a dream home is different things for different people. And for someone, especially someone starting out, a dream home is any home. And quite often, the only way you can achieve it is to do it yourself and to build equity by your own sweat. I was going to start out with the story from my life, but instead I'm going to start with a checklist. What is do it yourself? It's basically sweat equity. It's using your own labor to fix or improve things around your home. First word in there is your home. Clearly, you don't want to spend a whole lot of effort on something that you don't own unless there's something in it for you. And it could be, you know, if it's a home from one of your parents or if you're doing the work in lieu of rent. But for the most part, do it yourself is working on your own home. Sweat equity is any labor to improve your home. Painting a room is sweat equity. Power washing the outside. Taking down a dead tree. Planting bushes or grass. So basically, every time you do any sort of work that improves your house, that's sweat equity, that's do it yourself. And most of that is really super simple. Most anyone can do it. Well, okay, no. We'll start off with the super simple stuff. And the stuff most anyone can do. And generally a stuff that is takes a short period of time. It takes an afternoon or a weekend. And then as you get more used to doing it yourself, you can step up to more semi-skilled work. What is, you know, the super simple stuff? Well, taking down a dead tree, unless it's really big, is really pretty simple. And you can go in and get it done, you know, 3 or 4 hours and you're finished. So is painting a room or power washing. You pay some guy $200 to come power wash your house. For $100 to $150, you can buy a power washer and you can do it yourself every 6 months a year. Have your house look in much better shape and save money. Then as you get more used to doing things, you can step up to what I call the semi-skilled projects. That might be building a fence or building a simple deck. Pretty much any of us, you know, given a few simple tools, can build a deck or build a fence. And it just takes work. Tiling a floor is another one. Tile can get complicated, but putting tile on a flat surface, especially the floor, is easy. And you can go to Lowe's and you can rent a tile cutter, make it easy. Other things, fixing a toilet, that's an easy one, or installing a sink. So do-it-yourself doesn't have to be exotic projects. And it doesn't have to be huge, daunting ones. But I'll tell you, I've actually been really impressed by my daughter. My daughter grew up and she watched me do all sorts of projects, from that simple painting a room to building a room, converting the garage into a family room. One of the big early ones was I built an elaborate treehouse and a swing set combination. And I think when she was 4 years old, my kids were 3, 4, and 5, I spent 10 straight weekends working on this. Wasn't because, well, it was for the fun of it. It was something to do with my kids and to have my kids know that their dad cares about them and that, you know, he wants to do this for them. Okay, back to my daughter. She graduated from college about 2 years ago, and she moved to one of the major eastern cities to start her first job. Just great. But at the same time that she started her job, she's always been interested in real estate and wants to go into real estate development. In fact, is working on a master's of real estate development. But she diligently searched for about 6 months, in fact, even before she moved there, to try and find the right house to buy. And she did just a really good buy. And she listened to me over the years, so she was looking for a house that had advantages and it was intrinsically worth more than what it was selling for now. Let's see. Well, she finally bought one, and a row house that was in barely livable condition. You had to be young, and you had to be intrepid to live in the place. But she bought it and moved in she was lucky that she had a small inheritance and help from her dad to make the down payment and to get started. Those sorts of things do help. But then it's what you do with it that really matters. So she moves into this row house. The row house has a walkout basement, kind of low ceiling, dingy, really unattractive, and unattractive in the sale. And it had been used as a rough playroom, but it did have a full bath down there. She converted it into an apartment, and she did it with some help from her boyfriend. And why I bring it up, why I talk about it, is it wasn't this big, overwhelming project. What it was a bunch of little things, little projects, each one of them totally durable by somebody with a lot of willpower and not much skill. She may not like me saying not much skill, but what were they? One of the first is there were three windows on the front of the basement, and she replaced one of them with a door. I was talking to her about it and telling her, go on Craigslist and find, advertise for someone to come and replace the window with a door. Well, she did that, but then she just said, I can do this. So she went and yanked out the window, cut the brick down to the foundation, and stuck a door in. I think she did about as good a job as anybody she'd gotten on Craigslist would have done. Probably took her twice as much time. Probably took her 3 or 4 trips to Lowe's to pick up things. But she did it. Then she replaced, the bathroom was really dingy. And some of it was easy, just simply cleaning the tub, really scrubbing it, cleaning the toilet. Those were in good workable shape. She ripped out the, took out the sink and the sink cabinet that was there that was falling apart, replaced it with new ones. Again, go to Lowe's, buy the unit. It's an easy, doable project. All you have to do is be willing to try. The tile in there was terrible, in terrible shape, so she kind of knocked off all of the old tile and retiled the tub surround, which I thought was great. I mean, you know, and she even got odds and ends of tile and did a design out of it, odds and ends on Craigslist for virtually nothing, and did a design on it. She did the floor with press-on vinyl tiles. Again, super easy. Other things it did in the house or this basement area? Well, you know, first of all, she cleaned it totally. And that's a big project that often you pay people for. And she painted everything. Again, a big project you often pay people for. But completely and totally durable by anybody willing to get sweaty. And what I was most impressed with is she put in a kitchenette. Went to IKEA and bought the cabinets and countertop. And if you've been to IKEA, you know that the cabinets come knocked down in a flat box, so you have to assemble them. And then you have to measure the countertop and, you know, do everything. She did it. Put together the cabinets and countertop. She ran, did a stud wall behind it so she could run plumbing lines and the sewer line from the bathroom along the side wall to the sink. And she put in and plumbed her own sink. Again, easy stuff if you're willing to just go for it and do it. She already had a dorm refrigerator from college, and she added a countertop microwave oven and convection oven instead of putting in the stove, and a two-burner kind of hot plate. It's a kitchenette, and in the city she's in, that little apartment at the bottom end of the rent scale is really desirable, and she got a tenant immediately for it. What she was lucky about, the thing I urge people and urged her and everyone, what you don't do yourself is electrical work. Electrical is probably the most dangerous stuff you'll deal with, so hire someone to do that. But everything else she did herself, and there was, luckily, enough electrical in there because it had been used as an office that she didn't have to add any. She had to change the GFI circuit for the sink. That's an easy changeover. And there was already a separate meter for that downstairs area. Just to wrap this up, but she did a whole bunch of work over 4 months and spent a total of $2,500 in materials and all of the labor herself to achieve a rentable apartment that offsets the cost. Well, it pays for a third of her mortgage is now paid by that rental apartment. And this is the real value of do-it-yourself, is that she didn't have money, but she had time and she had sweat, and she went for it. I get back, I'll talk about the checklist of whether you should go for it.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Come back to your senses. Imagine a radio show that will help you recover your common sense. Host Leah Brenda Smith is a health and wellness specialist who will explain techniques designed to help you recover from the stress of your life. It's all about how you respond to your thoughts. A little bit of self-awareness can go a long way in helping you to relax and enjoy your life. Tune in to Come Back to Your Senses Radio, live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Want to hear about what's going on in the world of fashion, beauty, gossip, and politics? Then you'll want to tune in every Wednesday to the Voice America Variety Channel. Face Forward with entrepreneur and beauty consultant Sarah McNamara is honest talk, great guests, and a cool vibe with a lot of fun. Sarah and her guy Friday, Anthony, will turn you on to what's hot and what's not. This is a radio show custom made for you. Tune in to Face Forward, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. in the East, 11 a.m. in the West on Voice America Variety.
Are you ready to change your relationships, your business, your body, and your life? You'll want to tune in to Transformation Talk Radio with host Tony Litster. It's an inspiring hour of conversation, special guests, and wisdom that has made Tony an expert with personal life experience. His down-to-earth style will give you the keys to unlock your greatest potential. Listen for Transformation Talk Radio, live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Listening can truly change your life.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H @yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Hi, just to wrap up my proudful boasting of my daughter, what really striking there is that none of the things she did were high skill tasks. And she talked about it that it's even easier today than it was back when I was doing the same thing, that you can now go on YouTube. You can find a half dozen videos showing you how to do anything. If you're going to plumb a sink, go on YouTube. There's a video that shows you how to do it. If you're going to just about anything, but like I say, if not electrical, just unless you really have the skill, stay away from the electrical stuff. Okay, now on to my checklist for the potential do-it-yourselfer. Number one, you have to evaluate yourself. Do you really enjoy doing this type of work? Is it fun? Do you look forward to it? Basically, is it a relaxing thing that helps soothe your soul, or is it a miserable task? Many times in life, we do miserable tasks because we have to. But we don't stick to them, and we don't kill back and keep doing them month after month. But there are a whole lot of people who actually enjoy this. And I know I work with a lot of high-end clients, and recently I've worked with a couple of doctors, and one of these doctors completely upfitted his third floor, everything, including the plumbing, the electrical, everything, did himself. Another one completely tiled, did all the tile work in their house. And I know, well, one of those same doctors then dug by hand with the shovel a huge koi pond, like 20 feet by 30 feet by 3 feet deep. Because this is the kind of work that he'd come home after the stresses of the day. And this was soothing. It was actually a way to relax. If you're that type of person, do-it-yourself works very well. Conversely, do-it-yourself may not be right for you if it's very similar to the work that you do. For instance, you know, I used to think that, oh, the perfect do-it-yourself person is a carpenter who does it all day. He's got all the skills and all the tools. Well, the last thing he wants to go do is go home and do the same thing he does for work. And the same thing may be the mechanic who does virtually the same thing at work, and then he comes home and does it. You have to evaluate yourself. And I've found that sometimes these people that you think are perfect, it doesn't work, because to them it's work. To them it's misery. This is great if to you this is soothing, and this is something to look forward to. Second question. Are you a closer? Meaning, do you complete tasks? It's one thing to rip out a bathroom. In fact, it's kind of cool to take that sledgehammer and go in there and beat the crap out of a tile wall and knock everything down. The problem is if you never finish anything. So now you beat the crap out of the room, you destroyed it. It's destroyed until you finish putting it back together. And I actually have known people who never quite close, who never quite complete. And if you're one of those people, then do-it-yourself probably isn't for you. If you're someone who, when they start a task, they finish it, then you're probably in good shape. The humorous part of do-it-yourself, though, is that almost nobody who does it themselves completely finishes a job. They always tend to leave off one or two things. When the contractor is doing it, you do a punch list at the end. And that punch list are all the little odds and end pieces that have to get done for it to be completely finished. But when you do it yourself, nobody does a punch list. Your wife may do a punch list. But in general, nobody does a punch list. And that last little bit never gets done until you sell the house. When you put the house on the market, now you've got the incentive to go in there and do a punch list and do all of the little tiny pieces that you just let slip by. So that's the second one, is do you complete tasks? Third question is, do you have time? Do-it-yourself takes a tremendous amount of time. And, you know, think about it. There are people who do this for their work. They put in full 8-hour days, 5 days a week. So do-it-yourself has a tremendous time commitment, and you have to take that into account. Everything takes twice as long as you think it does. Simple example is just painting a room. Painting a room takes 3 hours. Preparing a room to paint it can take 4 hours. In fact, it always takes longer than the actual painting. And cleaning up can take an hour. Are you prepared to spend the 8 hours? Then, you know, you have the conflicts, and you have to think about those. Most of the most successful do-it-yourself projects that I did before I was married or before we had children. Once you have kids, you work full-time, you have kids, life is very busy. Except for the idea that this is how you relax and this is how you let loose your cares at the end of the day. Having to go and do this do-it-yourself stuff interferes with time with the kids, interferes with time with the wife. Some wives understand. Some work with you. And sometimes the wife gets very upset that you're spending time sheetrocking this room or refinishing a floor instead of spending time with her. And so the question is, do you have time to do it? And sometimes it's how pressing is your job? If your job is really pressing, if you're working 60 hours a week, you don't have time to do it yourself. Conversely, on the other side, and I'm just meandering through topics, if you live in a house, things are much easier to get done. Think about it. If you've got 2 hours in the evening, 2 or 3 hours, you can get something done. You can wander in 2 or 3 hours in the evening, and you can set up that room ready to paint. And then wander in the next evening for 2 or 3 hours and paint it. You know, and you can do it while doing something else that's enjoyable. Like, one idea is you put my show on and you listen to it in the background as you're doing the work. Or a ball game or something else. But if you live in the house, it's real easy to do chunks of work whenever you have time and there's no commute. The fourth question you have to ask yourself is about money. Do it yourself is a great substitute for spending a lot of money. But at the same time, you're still spending a lot of money. It's, if you think about it, you know, you'll spend, oh boy. Well, Elizabeth downstairs in her basement, she still spent $2,500. All of the materials were $2,500 that she took out of, not savings, she'd used her savings. This is out of the, you know, her money coming in. And that's great. That's super. But it still has big chunks of money coming out. So you have to ask yourself, do I have the time? And do I have the money to do this? Because if you run out of money halfway through a bathroom, you've got a hole in the, you know, the floor where the tub's supposed to be. So you ask yourself that. And then there's the other side of the money question. But when we get back, I'll get into the other side of the money question, the good side.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
To
tune into Around the World in a Glass, presented by Sportsman's. We're a show all about wine, spirits, and other beverages. Your host, Kimber Stonehouse, is a professional expert and wine enthusiast. Each week, we'll focus on a different region of the world, discuss wines and other beverages, talk about some of the top restaurants in the region, and what to pair with which wine. Just listening could make you almost an expert. Around the World in a Glass is heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Are you struggling to find hope in the middle of adversity? How confident are you in dealing with your life challenges? Do you realize you have the ability to overcome your obstacles? You'll want to tune in to Louise Cohen's Changing Obstacles into New Possibilities. Louise will speak to inspiring guests who have helped others or managed to overcome the roadblocks that stood in the way of their life success. Louise Cohen's Changing Obstacles into New Possibilities broadcasts live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Let's talk about the good side of the money question. Do it yourself is conceptually paying yourself for services rendered. And even better, paying yourself tax-free for services rendered. If you go out and hire someone to work on your home, even unskilled labor costs between $15 and $40 an hour. A painter, I keep going back to painting because it's one of the easiest and most desirable do-it-yourself things you can do. A painter wants to charge, in my area, $30 an hour for his time. And it takes him a day, just like it takes you a full 8-hour day to paint a room properly. It takes him a full 8-hour day to paint a room properly. So he wants to charge you $240 plus the materials. And materials may run $60. Basically, we think around here, we think in terms of $300 a room for what a painter charges. So instead of paying that painter, but whether the painter does it or you do it, painting the room increases the value of the room. Theoretically, it increases the value by the same amount that you spent on it. So if you spent $240 on labor to paint that room, the room increased in value by $240. If you painted it yourself, that room still increased in value by $240, but you didn't have to pay that $240 out to somebody else. So you're paying yourself to improve your home, increase the asset value. It gets even better than that. And this is, you know, it depends on your own circumstance. But if, like me, you're a self-employed person and you have a spouse who's a professional, as I did, and she makes a good income, you make a good income. That means that, you know, I pay 31% federal taxes, 7% state taxes, and I'm simplifying, and 15% Social Security and Medicare, because as a self-employed, you pay both sides of that instead of having half of it hidden and paid by the employer. That means every dollar that I make from the first dollar that I bill, I pay 53% taxes on. And for getting off into politics, if Obama has his way, instead of paying 53% taxes, as soon as it becomes 2013, that'll be up to 60% taxes. That means for every dollar that I make, 60% goes to the government, and I get to keep 40%. What does this back to do it yourself? So if I'm going to pay a painter $30 an hour, right now, to pay a painter $30 an hour, I have to make $60 an hour to have the money after taxes to pay that painter $30. If, you know, Obama raises the taxes as he wants, I have to make $65 an hour to pay that painter $30 an hour. That means that in a very straightforward way, if I go in to my bedroom and paint it, it is the equivalent of essentially billing out my time at $60 an hour. And you know what? That's pretty good. And that's one of the great things about do-it-yourself is that you increase your asset base with your time rather than your money. And the money that you'd be spending is all after tax, which means you're only buying 50 cents on the dollar to begin with. Using my daughter's basement as an example, she did a whole bunch of work. She did a whole bunch of sweat. It's hard to figure exactly how much she increased her asset base, how much she increased the value of that row house. But it's easy to say she increased to $10,000. My guess is she probably more increased it $30,000, $40,000. And just with hard work. In essence, if she spent even 1,000 hours in there, which she didn't, she probably spent 500 hours in there, or even probably a lot less than that. But if she spent 1,000 hours in there and increased her asset base by $30,000, then she, in fact, got paid after tax $30 an hour for her time. That's the good side of money on do-it-yourself. I'm going to jump back to the other side of money. And it's back just hitting the question again, do you have the money for the materials you need? In the painting example, sure, I saved $240 on labor by doing it myself, but I still need to have $60 to buy the paint. And on bigger jobs, that becomes even more a factor. If you're getting ready to redo a bathroom, say, I'm going to redo this bathroom. I'm going to spend $2,000 on materials, and I'm really getting involved with the plumbing, and I don't trust myself with that. So maybe I'm going to spend another $2,000 on a plumber. Plumbers are expensive. The kicker in there is it's going to cost me $1,000 for the electrician. And which means, okay, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to save a bunch of money, but I still have to have $5,000 to do the job. I remember years ago, my wife would have a habit of walking into a room and saying, what can we do here? And I, as an architect, not knowing when to keep my mouth shut, I give her an answer and tell her how we could fix it, how we could make it better. So she walks into the playroom, which is dated. It still had wood paneling and this awful plaid carpet on the floor. You know, what can we do here? Said, oh, well, we'll rip out the ceiling, and raise it up to the other side of the roof. We're building a loft up there that will extend it and make the room visually much bigger, put in some high windows and put in a couple of skylights and do a really cool laparized stair and do some built-in desks for the kids. Wow, neat, great. I'm doing all of the labor, most of it, so that doesn't cost anything except, you know, as I said, to my free time. But it still cost, you know, $18,000 in materials and stuff that I couldn't do myself, like the electrical. Also, you never do your own sheetrock. The people who do sheetrock deserve everything they get, and they're cheap. So never do sheetrock work. But anyway, even doing it myself, I had to lay out $18,000. And that's flipping back to the first side of the money question. But for that $18,000, I probably got a $40,000 increase in the asset value of my house. And when I come back, we'll wrap it up. I'll talk about safety, the safety issues, and then a quick look at some of the things that I've done and that you could do.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news. Stock prices plunging, home prices receding, and unemployment growing. How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Tune into a program that's all about empowerment and human potential. It's all about navigating your life. In fact, that is the name of the program. Tune in every Monday morning for the Navigating Your Life show with host Dr. Nathaniel J. Williams. Each week we'll discuss a range of topics to help you with the challenges facing us every day. The information given can be implemented immediately and may change your life forever. The Navigating Your Life show is broadcast live Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Voice America Variety Channel presents a program like no other for those in the field and interested in the field of security and training. On America's front lines of crime and war with Victory Defense Consulting, hosted by J.J. Sutton. Here, listeners are learning about tactical skills and practices that support efficient, smarter, and more enduring skills. You will receive the most up-to-date information about the security and training industry with detailed discussions and select special guests each week. Tune in to On America's Front Lines of Crime and War, Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's clipark@yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Now here come the lawyer questions, or the safety warnings. You know, the thing about a whole lot of this do-it-yourself is you're tearing things up. You're going in there and having great fun swinging a sledgehammer and using crowbars. Or if you're cutting down, you know, a dead tree or something, that's even more dangerous. But doing lots of things with that have a high potential, that have a high potential to get you hurt. So, warning, you know, make sure you have insurance. If you don't have insurance, then there's a possibility of injuring yourself. Obviously, you're doing hazardous things. And without insurance, even a relatively small injury can eat up thousands of dollars. So, you know, just I advise you to make sure you've got insurance to take care of you. And also, anybody you get to help you, that they have insurance. And the one thing about hiring people on Craigslist or getting friends, but, you know, getting casual labor to come in and help you with the work, is that you put yourself at risk. If this casual laborer that you got in there and you're paying him $10 an hour to help you, and he injures himself, well, you've got liability, and depending upon how great the injury is how likely he is to come back and try and get the money from you. So it's a real question about, you know, as opposed to if you get construction workers or someone who has their insurance, like they run their own small construction company or something, you're a lot safer than if you get the casual laborer off the street, and especially if you get them off the street and you're doing something hazardous. And then further safety warnings. This is hazardous. Always wear, and when my daughter was doing it, I'm on the phone, as a dad is supposed to be. I'm on the phone saying, are you wearing eye protection? You know, if you're swinging a sledgehammer, you better have safety goggles on. I've known someone to do that and have a piece of glass come up in their eye and permanently destroy the eye. Are you wearing a dust mask? The first question is, are there any hazardous materials? If the house was built before 1970, what's the potential that there's lead paint on things or asbestos? Some of these things are just fine. Often, if it's asbestos tile flooring, you just cover it over. And that's the end of the problem, end of the issue. Some of them, you don't want to sit there with a sander and sand off lead paint. It's not very healthy. So make sure that you're wearing dust masks always, you know, to keep anything from getting in your lungs, even like fiberglass dust. I've never been sure that it has any hazardous effect, but I still don't want to be breathing it. Okay. Same sorts of things. A lot of do-it-yourself involves climbing on ladders. Climbing on the ladder up two stories to paint a soffit or to clean out gutters. Well, a lot of people get injured every year doing just that. So do-it-yourself, you've got to be really careful. The person who does it every day, they're very careful. And they spend money on safety equipment to make it safer for themselves. You need to spend the money on the safety equipment. If you're going to be climbing up 20 feet, you need a good ladder and you need it well secured. You have to be careful. like I said, too, if you're cutting down trees, or I know someone who was paralyzed climbing up in the tree and cutting off dead limbs. He fell onto the driveway, paralyzed. So know your limitations. You know how much you can do and the point at which this is too dangerous. That's the point where you call somebody in. If it's a little tree leaning away from the house and you were a Boy Scout, no big deal. If it's a big tree leading towards the house, they're professionals who do it. And there's a reason they get paid what they do. And it's one of the most hazardous professions out there. I also, years ago, did a upfit in an apartment for a guy who was a tree cutter and fell and was paralyzed. So, you know, really have to know your limitations. If you start hearing these danger signs go off in your head, listen to them. Then the last thing, last point here on my lawyer required safety announcement is that you're working with power tools. And this really scared me about my daughter. She has more power tools than I have. And, you know, I have worked for years around carpenters. Most of the carpenters I know who've been in the field for 20 years, they're missing a finger. They're missing a piece of a finger or something. They're walking with a limp. Power tools are very dangerous. You have to treat them with absolute respect. Always. A friend of mine who's a contractor doesn't really touch the work himself, but he casually leaned back and stuck his hand into a table saw. That was about $200,000 worth of operations to get the use back in his hand. So that's my message. I've satisfied the lawyers. And next week, big change. I'm moving from Thursday at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock where I am in North Carolina. The show is going to move and will be on Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m., you know, in North Carolina on the East Coast. So it's a lot easier for me. 8 p.m. is really the end of my day, and I'm tired. So I should have more energy. But, you know, when you come in the morning and you fire up your computer, check your email, you can put me on in the background and just listen to me babble away as you check your email. So starting next week, I'll be on Friday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern time. I'd love to do a show just on emails and questions from you. I never even got into all of the different experiences I've had with do-it-yourself. It's another show. And hopefully you'll keep tuning in and we'll have much more good times. Thank you.
Again for listening to Winning the Dream Home Race. Please join your host, Steve Klipp, again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. We'll help you come one step closer to building or renovating your dream home.